You're listening to Strictly Business Podcast with Lindsay Williams.
JSE is closer. It's time for the 5 o'clock shadow with Nick Kunze, who is from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg. And this podcast is proudly brought to you by sharenet.co.za. So much to talk about today. Let's get the economic stuff out of the way first. We had a PPI figure, that's producer price inflation, ticking up 4.7%. And then, of course, we had the Reserve Bank's Monetary Policy Committee leaving the repo rate unchanged at 6.75%. But just looking forward, Nick, they've got Moody's to worry about. They've got the petrol price going up by over a rand a litre quite soon, which is inflationary, obviously. We've got the sudden weakness in the South African rand, which we'll talk about later. And the Turkish lira also not behaving itself earlier in the week. And all this means that they must be on inflation watch and in monetary policy watch for the next meeting.
Lindsay, good evening. Where do we actually start with this one? So let's start with what you started with. So the repo, those inflation numbers coming in a little bit 10 pips higher than normal. It's nothing here or there, and then of course the big data point today, our SARB meeting at 3 o'clock, and of course the governor coming out and saying that it was a unanimous decision, rates unchanged. Which I've seen a few commentaries since then that maybe missed a trick. I think a few people looking for possibly a cut, but ahead of Moody's tomorrow, inflation may be ticking slightly up. Maybe they decided to play, you know, the everly hawkish bank that we are. Yes. But still, it was the rand again. If you want to talk about the rand, 14.75 at its worst.
Yes.
Back at 14.66. But yes, all about the rand again today.
Yeah, it really is. Before we get onto the individual stock moves, let me just give you the indexes. Banks on the JSE today were flat. Financials down a quarter. Industrial shares 0.2% higher. Retailers lost nearly 0.5%. And after that, the glory stocks of the first quarter, and lest we forget, we're coming to the end of the first quarter trading-wise tomorrow. Resources down 3%. Gold shares down 6%. And platinum's down 7%, with one stock, I think Anglo Plat, down 10 or 11%. But we'll come to that in a second. So, Nick, the banks, first of all, and the bank that really stood out was a 4% gainer, I think, Capitec, after those results that we spoke about this morning. But go through them again briefly, if you would.
Yeah, cracking set of results. I mean, out of Capitec, and as you've seen, the stock really responding in kind. The biggest move in the bank index, up 3.86%, and decent value as well. I think 393 million rands traded. Just once again, as we said this morning, doing what they do best, coming in consistently with their numbers. I will just, after there's been a little bit of analyzing of the results as the days progressed, and a lot of the growth coming in transactions fees, low impairments, some of the other products they're offering now, the sale of funeral policy, etc. But I've seen a little bit, even though this was strong, I've seen a few comments coming out saying just maybe caution is warranted. The stock is now trading on a 30 PE, makes it very expensive for what it is. But at the moment, they're still delivering. So, and that's reflected in the price today too.
Yes, and over the period under review, they averaged 127,000 new customers.
Staggering.
Which is quite staggering. And as I said this morning, who are these people with jobs? Who are these people?
Yeah, and I think January, just add into that, January, 273,000 accounts open for the month of January. You're right, staggering numbers. I don't know where they're coming from, but long may it last, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose when we see the jobs data, which comes out quarterly from South Africa, we don't take, this is the formal sector, of course, and people that are paying tax, but there is a huge informal sector in South Africa, and people, I mean, this is just me giving some sort of layman's opinion, there is another economy, there's a dual economy in South Africa.
Completely. Yeah. Same as they have in places like India and other emerging markets, you know, that shadow system. I saw a statistic today when I was going through the numbers, you know, they were quite concerned with this below LSM group, as you talk about the unbanked economy. Capitec saying they trying to concentrate on the idea of risk of carrying cash, etc., and trying to make it easier to transfer cash. Instant payments with Capitec, you can do an instant payment for another bank for 8 rand, where the average between the other bank, which I'm not going to mention,
was
between 45.
Name and shame them.
Okay, Standard Bank and First Rand, 45 Rand and 55 Rand in that order, and Capitec offering the same service for 8 Rand. So, I mean, there's an environment where everyone's worried about cost, people are feeling the squeeze at home, there's your answer there. You know, basically help them in the bottom line in the pocket, four times cheap.
Yeah, and if you want us to do anything with one of those banks, which I won't mention, a very small internet, Standard Bank. It was I think it was R300 they wanted to charge a colleague of mine to send a little bit of money overseas, and the whole convoluted process as well was onerous, not just the charge. R300 for what? What are you doing for R300? Just press a button, ridiculous. For goodness sake.
Ridiculous. And last time I checked, we don't do checkbooks anymore either. So it's insane.
Yeah. Okay.
Anyway, cracking set of numbers.
Yeah, great set of numbers. Another set of results that came out today was a financial services company, a small boutique outfit by the name of Anchor. They came out with a trading statement, and then about half an hour later, they came out with their results. What happened to Anchor? What do you know about Anchor?
Well, you know, that they have been battling to gain a little bit of traction. I mean, they came out with great fanfare when they first listed, and there was seed capital from quite a few large individuals who backed them. And at their peak, you know, I think they were up at 17, 18 rand a share. They've fallen quite strongly as of recently, and they're back down at 3 rand odd thereabouts, 3 to 4 rand. But, I mean, the whole financial services sector has been a little bit tough. You know, it's a very... very skewed to the market, and we had a very tough year last year, and the smaller boutique houses are battling to find traction. You've seen the same with Coronation, etc. You know, that asset management space is not easy if you haven't got the economies to scale, but they're not a bad little outfit, and you know, they're quite nimble. Let's see what they do, but at the moment, I wouldn't rush into it. As I said, it's still that share price battling to get any traction.
These were results in for Anchor Group Limited, incidentally, to the end of December of last year. And the highlights were as follows. Assets under management and advice decreased by 6% during 2018 to 49 billion from 52.3 billion. Adjusted headline earnings up 1%. Headline earnings per share from continuing operations down 2%. Operating cash flow of 139 million, down from 151 million the year before. And a final dividend, they paid a dividend anyway, of 10 cents per share, making 20 cents for the year. Anchor began managing assets in 2012. Not a good set of results, so. And is that to do with the market, or is that to do with people shunning boutiques like this one?
I think a bit of both. I think tough in the marketplace, as you've seen it, and also people, when things turn a little bit iffy and people get a little bit nervous, they'd rather be with a recognized name and economies of scale, and they're going to battle. The boutique houses tend to be more sort of a bull market environment, and when the market does turn, which it will do eventually, those guys come back to the force. But for now, they're going to be on the cost for a bit.
Yes, and you said it got as high as 17, 18 rand a share today. I think it closed at 3 rand 50, something like that. What was the closing price?
Oh, there we go, yeah. Mm. Yeah, 3 rand 30 odd, yeah.
Okay, something else came out today. I'm trying to think of what it was. Steinhoff Africa selling about 75% of its Unitrans shares.
They're having a garage sale, aren't they?
They're having a bit of a fire sale, though, yeah. Mm. They're getting rid of anything that's liquid at the moment. Do we know how much of a consideration there was for that 75%?
I didn't see the exact amount, no, but they raised quite a significant amount. I'll see if I can find the numbers while we're on the phone.
Okay.
But certainly appearing, like as you said, a little bit of a garage sale here. This is hot in the heels, obviously, of floating in yesterday when they did that other big batch of cup, not far behind, as I said, also floating. So they certainly are in the process of, so look here, there we go, 74.9% of Unitrans. Didn't get the exact consideration amount, but let me see here, and that's their whole holding. Let's see, later part of the Black Empowerment transactions in line with Steinhoff offloading some of the non-core assets, hot in the heels of COVID. There we got $332 million raised yesterday in CUP, and then Unitrans today. So yes, I'm sure we'll see more of these. The point of Son raised today is, like, what are they going to do with that money? And I guess that's the question. Well, I guess pay off some of the debt, because they don't have any debt in South Africa, which is an interesting one. All the debt is offshore. So the question I heard around the trading floor today was, you know, will the Reserve Bank allow them to take all this money that they're selling and raising here to pay off debt offshore? I guess that's a question mark there too.
Nick Kay came out with the following, and Nick, it's quite a long following as well. Update on the first half 2019 trading. The results come out on 13th of May, incidentally, and they're the results to the end of March. purpose of this announcement, it says, is to provide shareholders with an update on Netcare's trading for the financial year, and it goes on. It's very wordy. It's not headline earnings are expected to be this, this, and this. It tells you about total growth in patient days of approximately 8% is expected for the first half, etc., etc. Netcare, do we like it? What did it do today?
Netcare down 2.14%, 52 cents. It closed at 23.78. Yet today, down 8%, sitting near the 52-week low of 22 rand 50, somewhere about. So literally a buck away from the low of the year. This has been a great disappointment. A lot of people sort of liked it. It was a great fanfare when it came out. The problem they've got is they've got huge problems overseas, and they've had big problems with trying to take on too much debt. We've heard that story before. Mm-hmm. And the stock, not exactly cheap in its range. It's trading on a PE of 14, nearly 15 times earnings. They've also made commentary complaining about load shedding, which I guess as a hospital certainly doesn't help.
Really doesn't.
Heaven forbid. It's the last place you want load shedding. But yeah, they seem to be having a bit of a perfect storm, unfortunately. And as I said, literally near the lows of the year. And bearing in mind, most stocks have had a decent bounce since January, as we all know. So, not a bit disappointing all round, really. And I think this is one to watch, but I wouldn't be rushing in here just yet.
Before we go to the top five up and down, Nick, I'm going to give you some of the other indicators that we watch every day on the 5 o'clock shadow. The dollar rand, 14.67, British pound against the rand, 19.20, and the euro rand, 16.47. You can get this from the spots section of sharenet.co.za. Incidentally, euro dollar, 112.35, the dollar edging higher. What else are we looking at here?
Throwing the gold price, because the dollar has been so strong all day. As much as the rand's been weaker, it's been the dollar story. I mean, gold down $16, $12.93, straight through that $1,300 level.
Exactly.
And you saw the Platt shares on the back foot, also Platt shares. And I think you spoke about Palladium yesterday.
Yeah, it was $1,600.
It's
fallen nearly $300 in about 10 days. $1,328 currently, down $94 an ounce. And we did say that the uptrend had been broken. And it's not just a short-term uptrend either. It's a well-established uptrend that has been broken. So there's some selling coming in there. Palladium down $94 or 6.5%.
Yeah.
And platinum, $841 down 12 or 1.4%. Brent crude oil, $67.20. And what have we got on the international markets? Give us the FTSE and the Dow as you see them, please, Nick.
Well, Dow Jones currently up 17 points, but bearing in mind it was up almost 60. S&P futures were up 12 points, up 3. So they're all sort of drifting low, certainly since the open at 3:30. And the FTSE up 50 points. The FTSE best performer, but bearing in mind the FTSE, the actual pound sterling, as you mentioned, they were almost 1% lower on the pound, still all that Brexit shenanigans having an effect. But obviously, that market likes a weak pound, so the FTSE the best performer. But it seemed to be most of the global indexes grinding sort of unchanged and ahead of the last trading day of the quarter.
Top five major moves to the upside, according to sharenet.co.za. Capitec up just under 4%. PSG just over 3.5% better. Aspen up nearly 3%. Brait up just over 2%. And British American Tobacco up 1.9%. Any others there that you see in the positive column?
Let's delve down into a little bit of smaller cap space. Delta Property up 6%. We had some PPC up 5%, Ocean, as I say, all the small caps up 4.7%. Even Aspen, long-suffering Aspen, that's found a bit of a bid today, 92 Rand, that's up 2.69%. And on the flip side, on the downside, you've mentioned most of them, gold shares and platinum shares. I mean, pick a number. Implat's down 7%, Anglo Platt's down 7%, Northern's down 6%. So, I mean, I can't even see anything else besides Platt and precious metals that are all took a heavy knock today.
Bottom five are all in the sector that digs stuff out of the ground. Sibanye, 10.2% weaker. Anglo Platt, 8.25% down. Implat's down 7.7%. Northern's down 6.4%. And completing the rogues gap, Gallery Goldfields down 6.2%. Nick, we're going to leave it there, and we are going to look forward to tomorrow with some trepidation. I did speak to an economist reviewing the quarter, which will be broadcast tomorrow, and she said to me she thought that they were going to leave everything unchanged, not even give us a negative outlook. So that would really boost the rand from its current level of 14.67, probably boost it by about 20 cents. Can't see it happening myself, but we'll see after the market closes tomorrow. Nick, thank you very much for your time. Nick Kunze is from Sanlam Private Wealth in Johannesburg, and that was the 5 o'clock shadow. That podcast was proudly brought to you in association with sharenet.co.za.